Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Now, Bart, who's your character?
Greedo, probably number one. Best character in the whole thing.
Why?
Well, I got a theory that he's actually Han's best friend, and they do the thing that they did all the time for Han, just to show people that he's tough so he gets more work.
So you think it's like a long con?
It's a super long con, and he's just got like a little patch that absorbs the laser, and then he just is always there. Like Han sees him like, Greedo, all right, we'll set it up. I'll give you 20%. I'll see you back at the house. They actually live together.
Oh my god, your Greedo theory sucks.
Yeah. Man, we'll see what happens when the Han movie comes out. Greedo's going to be there, they're going to be besties.
So do you think that when Han Solo flicks the bartender, War, he flicks him the money and says sorry about the mess?
Yeah.
Do you think Greedo comes up and goes, there's no mess mate, give us back the money?
No, that's, he's in on it. He's part of it.
Oh, so that's his share.
They've been there for years doing it. Everyone else in the bar is like, oh, they're doing the thing again. All right,
that's
guys.
Why they stop and just look around for a second and then turn back to their business.
That's right.
Because they've all seen it before.
Yeah, that's right.
They're doing their crazy sketch.
That's right. Early on, they had to go around with pamphlets letting everyone know what was happening. And people freaked out a little bit. But over the years, everyone's like, those wacky guys. They just did it in that booth all the time. If you look in the booth, it's got Han loves Greedo in there. Just scratched in there.
And does it also have Greedo loves Han? And then we can argue who etched it first?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think they etched it together.
Oh, wow, you've totally changed Star Wars for me.
Oh, that's a crazy thing for you to say. Just, I think he's a good dude. He's got a cool face. I like his face.
Who's your favourite background character, Mikey?
I'm a Wilrow Hood guy.
Oh, Wilrow Hood?
Yeah.
Who, Bart, you might not be familiar with Wilrow Hood.
This is pretty obscure. This is deep shit, man.
Yeah, get me in there.
This is also a Star Wars podcast, so...
Yeah, I can say Wilrow Hood and I know...
Yeah, everyone else is like... You know, people are just like going...
I'm with my people, yeah.
The guy that has no idea about Greedo has no idea about anything. Wilrow Hood is when Lando Calrissian in Empire Strikes Back says, evacuate, you know, the Empire's here.
Yeah.
It's time to pack up. It's time to bail. And they're all running, like, the end of, like... It's like a... That scene in Empire, I've never thought about it before. It's like one of those teenage film movies when the cops turn up.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, run!
I love those teenage...
Can't hardly wait.
Scatter, quick! The fuzz is here.
Yeah.
So this guy Wilrow Hood, he's a African-American gentleman. He's in an orange jumpsuit.
That's right.
And he was called the ice cream maker man because it looked like he was running with an ice cream maker.
Wow.
He was running with an ice cream maker.
Yeah,
man, you got to get that out. That's important stuff.
No, Star Wars fans like looked it up and it was, he actually just did actually have a 1979 model ice cream maker,
which makes you wonder, like, if this is the same universe somehow, like, but there's some sort of trans-dimensional gate that particular thing, they're actually getting artifacts from many, many years ago. Well, many years in the future, sorry. And they're like, we've got to get these artifacts. This thing makes weird, cold, milky stuff. That's not blue. That's weird. That's great.
I reckon the most prominent... sort of crossover item that is in both this dimension and the other dimension you speak of is the Jedi walkie-talkie in The Phantom Menace, which is just like a... Yeah, it's just like a Gillette lady shaver.
Yeah. Well, I think it probably is both.
Yeah, well, yeah. We often wonder whether Qui-Gon Jinn and Shmi Skywalker hooked up.
And what about it's not... for her, he just takes off his robes and he's got really smooth legs.
Oh.
He's the one that likes to have the smooth legs. And he's like, I cycle as well.
Qui-Gon like, Jinn does look like the sort of dude that would be cycling.
Oh, yeah. Top knot. Yeah, we're a little jersey, up early, having a coffee on his bike.
So I own the Will Rowhood action figure.
Whoa.
Along with my Watto, Dexter, and Jar Jar Binks action figures. Those are the only action figures I have.
Does he have a little ice cream maker?
He does, but I lost it.
So did the ice cream, little ice cream thing pump out little ice creams, or what's going on there?
Nah. No. It's just a little plastic thing.
He's like, nah, it's a toy. You're really not yes-anding Steel at all. You're really
I'm sorry, cutting him off. Yeah. Can't compete with you, bud.
Good improv lesson.
Yes, it does, and I eat it.
The so run through your Star Wars action figure collection. That is quite
a
list.
I've got Watto. I've got Jar Jar Binks. I have Dexter Jetstar. Oh, I do have Punda Baba. Punda Baba and yeah, Will Rowhood. I got a real who's who of who's terrible.
So did you buy them for irony's sake, or did you buy them because
I don't know
that you just love them?
Yeah, that I really do love Dexter, Jetstar, and Watto. I really think that they could have been bigger characters. Watto's appearance in Attack of the Clones really makes me sad.
Oh, because you think he's just a bit past. He's past his prime.
Yeah, just to see him in the state running that shitty little market stall instead of his big.
I'll just for anyone that maybe is not up to date with your background characters in the prequels. Watto is the sort of little lizard man that can fly. He's like a little bumblebee, and he owns Anakin.
Your mind tricks don't work on me.
Yeah,
he's a Tartarian.
Yeah, Nubian. So he's one of your favorites.
Yeah,
I love his little belly.
Yeah, me too.
He is really cute. He's a real cute little belly.
He's. Looks like he's about
to have
a few.
That I can sprout wings and own a factory and fly.
Pretty amazing.
There's always hope. That's what Star Wars has taught us. So let's Dexter Jetstar. I actually, we used to argue about Dexter because you used to always go to his defense.
Yes, I dressed up as Dexter Jetstar to the Force Awakens premiere.
Really?
Yep.
How did you do the second arms?
My friend Adam just made like arms to tie onto my arms.
I was so sure and so excited you're going to say my friend Adam just stood behind me the whole
time. Oh, yeah. That's the best way to get extra arms.
And you'd also 2-for-1 cinema ticket.
Oh, yeah. And I'd have to sit on his lap.
Yeah. Intimacy plus good costume equals win.
We're not here to judge. What was happening on the face for Dexter?
Like the mask thing.
Oh, so you just had a mask. Okay.
Yeah, I had a mask that we made.
What was the mask made out of?
Cardboard and paper mache.
Okay. So I'm guessing you didn't win any awards for this costume.
Well, it was at the Werribee Cinema, so we were like the only people dressed up.
So you did win an award.
Best dressed in Werribee. That's not much of an award.
Who's your favorite background character? Well, you went with Greedo as your lead character.
Yeah, so my favorite background character is the stormtrooper that runs into the... to the door.
Oh my god.
He's the best.
He is amazing.
Best. He's the best.
So, just for anyone, and I'm sure everyone here knows, but maybe people listening maybe don't, that when the scene when in Star Wars, when the stormtroopers come into the control room to find R2-D2 and C-3PO, they're in the control room in the Death Star, the lead stormtrooper smacks his head against the door. And before the internet was firing up, I had no idea about this. And I went to Shane Morrissey, who's founded the Star Walking Fan Club. I went there to interview him for a fanzine that I was making. And he brought it up in conversation. And I was just like, what? He goes, you don't know about the stormtrooper? And I'm like, no. And he put in the videotape, fast forward to that bit. And I was just mind blown.
It's the best.
Like, I remember going home. He lived in like Brunswick or somewhere, and I drove back to Rosebud and just started ringing people. And I'm just like, fast forward Star Wars to like minute 80. It's insane.
Dude. It just completely opens it up a little bit. Like, that's a proper background character, in my opinion. No lines, but he does he does something so important.
And what's that? A concussion.
It shows how shitty an editor the George Lucas can be.
The Empire is fallible. That this giant monolith that you think is unstoppable actually has flaws. It's meant to be in there. It's not a mistake.
Well, do you know there's a reverse callback in the prequels to that?
Really?
Yeah, because you know how Jango Fett, Boba Fett's dad,
yep.
he was the dude that they cloned all the clone troopers from.
Yep.
So when he battles Obi-Wan Kenobi in Kamino, like when it's all raining, they're on that landing pad and it's like an awesome battle. They're fighting in the rain. There's jetpacks. There's flamethrowers. All the good stuff. Bit of lightsaber action.
Oh, yeah, bit of saber.
Just one color, so it's not to your taste.
Man, I like the collider saber.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? And then when he defeats Obi-Wan Kenobi, he goes into his ship, the Slave One, and he smacks his head against the top of the ship.
That's really good. That's really good.
Because that needed an origin story too.
Yeah.
Thanks, George.
Yeah. Not everyone's great at getting into spaces all the time, especially when they're in a hurry. After they fought Obi, you'd be a bit flustered, I imagine.
I would be. To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.